This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1809. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 20th, Albania, Australia, Bahrain, Bhutan, Brazil, China, Greece, Iceland, Japan, Kashmir, Korea North, Mexico, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Qatar, Russia, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Sudan, Tibet, USA, Virgin and Other Islands, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On UT January 16th, I discovered that Radio Tirana, Albania, has made a 5 kHz frequency change, as I suggested, from 7470 to 7465. Actually, as usual, about 20 Hz on the low side for the English broadcast to North America at 0230 UT. That's because 2 months into the B-15 season, our own IBB decided to usurp that frequency for a broadcast from Kuwait to Afghanistan. So now Albania should be clear with no co-channel interference, although there may still be some adjacent channel problems. That's for the UT Tuesday through Sunday English service, silent on UT Mondays. With its multiple frequencies and complex language schedule reached beyond Australia, might seem to have several transmitters, but it seems they've only been using two so far. Ike Bierwert forwards news from RBA and their January bulletin and newsletter that a third 100 kilowatt transmitter is on its way from Elkhart, Indiana, to be delivered in March. It's expected the first broadcast with the newly refurbished transmitter will air in the first half of this year, giving RBA added transmission capacity and greater flexibility. They also say one of their transmitters they already have has been modified for DRM capability, but they're not going to use it yet because the digital technology required has not progressed to the extent expected and is still at least 2 years away. Mike Terry forwards news from the Wireless Institute of Australia that the Communications Authority allows all radio amateurs to substitute their normal VK call sign prefix with the letters AX every Australia day, such as this year, Tuesday, January 26th. This is also allowed on Anzac Day, April 25th, and International Telecommunications Day, May 17th. Some logs of the elusive, at least for me, Radio Bahrain on 9745. Ron Howard in California notes that it's carrier plus upper sideband only, apparently relaying Radio Shabab FM, heard January 15th at 1513. Poor signal with Middle Eastern music, and he'd been hearing it for several days. In the Ontario DX Association, a couple of other reports where it's easier to hear in Europe. On January 1st, it was a poor signal for Patrick Robich in Austria at 1547. In Arabic, with pop songs, the jingle Shabab Shabab at 1558 and more pop songs. Also reported by Bilecki István in Hungary, January 11th at 2233 with Arabic songs. Fair signal for him. Via shortwave bulletin from the Norwegian DX Listeners Club on Facebook and translated by Thomas Nielsen, Jarle Sinevog reports on how he managed to QSL the Bhutan Broadcasting Service after many tries via various methods did not succeed. He found out they have a Facebook page, and by putting a posting there, he did get a reply. Doesn't say exactly what the Facebook page is, but it's the Bhutan Broadcasting Service on 6035. Here's a Brazilian station I've not seen reported in quite a while, Rádio Recorde, which is spelled as if it were English record. 6150, Mike Bryan in Kentucky doing his DXing via the Utuenta SDR in the Netherlands, reports hearing it on January 15th with Pop Music in English, a fairly good signal peaking at S9, 6150 and parallel to much weaker, 9505. Time is missing, but I think it may have been around 08 UT, like some logs next to it. Well, this is not even listed in the new World Radio TV handbook on 9505, but it is on 6150. I wonder if it's only on the air in the mornings, so that would explain why we don't hear it in the afternoons or evenings. In the Radio Escutas group, Danilo Nonato in Brazil says, I've been noticing the absence of Radio Inconfidencia from 6010. I wrote to the station asking for an explanation, but he's received a reply in the same forum from Luis Shaini Neto in São Paulo, saying that the audio was cutting out on that frequency. He advised the station of the problem, and it's off for maintenance, but we'll be back as soon as possible. Meanwhile, their other frequency is still being heard, 15190. That's reported by José Ronaldo Xavier, known as JRX, January 19th, from midnight 50 to 0140, with their program Clube da Saudade playing a variety of old songs to remember and poetry recitations, news on the hour. He says good signal and modulation at his location in Cabedelo, Paraíba. Ron Howard in California reports an interesting situation regarding Chinese jamming. Heard on 4970 by him, as well as Hiroyuki Komatsubara and Hiroshi in Japan. CNR went on this very unusual frequency, which for many years had been solely occupied by All India Radio Shillong. But we've been hearing CNR1 from about 1245 to 1330. Ron says, thanks to Hiroshi's excellent deductive reasoning, we can now assume that China has mis-entered 4970 instead of 4790. Logically, the intended target of the jamming is BBC Uzbek on 4790, scheduled from 13 to 1330. Thanks to Hiroshi, I believe the mystery is now solved. The Chinese mis-jamming was first heard on December 15th, and I wonder if they've recovered yet. More on the shortwave situation in Greece. As we mentioned last week, the defective transmitter putting out a whine was being heard on 9420. By January 14th, I found that 9420 had recovered. It was, again, with good audio. And by January 15th, the old frequency, where the whine used to be heard all the time, 9935, was back on the air for a brief test, heard by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria at 1245 UT. And he observed that by January 19th, they had both transmitters running at the same time, something they'd not achieved for many months. Heard between 0900 and off the air around 1420. This included various other languages as well as English, which sometimes appears at 1301 for a few minutes. In IRCA, Mark DeLorenzo in Massachusetts reports hearing Iceland's longwave frequency 189 kHz in English, January 19th at 2235 with a European Music Award program from London. He says they frequently play music in English from the US, UK, and Canada, but it's very rare to hear an entire program in our language. January 16th at 0315, I found NHK signing on in Swahili on 7395, peaking at 40 over 9, a really nice signal. Too bad it isn't in English, as a de facto North American service. This is beamed right at us from Madagascar, although of course only intended for East Africa. It crosses Nebraska, pretty close to Oklahoma at the other side of the world. This led me to do a little research about the number of Swahili speakers in the USA, so it could be considered a North American service. I found a website, usefoundation.org, with all kinds of statistics on languages spoken in the USA, probably originating with the U.S. Census. It found there were 36,690 speakers of Swahili in the USA, including 335 right here in Oklahoma. However, these data do not reveal how many listen to Radio Japan in Swahili or even know it exists. Prompted by listening competitions, more reports from Europe in the Ontario DX Association. These about All India Radio Kashmir. Vilichki Istvan in Hungary reports 4760 at 0210 in Hindi on January 14th, including a station ID. Well, that's actually the transmitter site in Leh. The Srinagar site is on 4950, reported by Patrick Robich in Austria, January 13th at 1531 with news in English, but that's a national network feed originating in Delhi. At 1600, there was a definite ID for Akashvani Kashmir. Walt Salmonhiv in BC says, my favorite shortwave station has made it to the big times, Voice of Korea. There's an item at the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty website showing that someone has set broadcasts from VOK to hip-hop music. There's an example of a transmission in Russian with such music. I'm afraid it might be considered disrespectful. The direct link to this is, of course, in the new issue of DX Listening Digest when published, number 16-03, via worldofradio.com. Following up our discovery last week that XEROK 800 Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua was back on the air, seemingly with its full power of 50 kilowatts. I've continued to hear it the following week, so I guess it's back to stay. However, Humberto Molina in El Salvador says something about Radio Cañon. On January 12th, Mario Arriola asked for reports to the DXismo Facebook group. He claims the station is now running only 35 kilowatts. If you're very superstitious, you may want to avoid this frequency, but otherwise, something very interesting about Mexico, reported by Terry Kruger, 6666.6 upper sideband. January 14th at midnight 17, he was hearing Central del Radio de Cultural Pesquero in Progreso, Yucatan. It's a marine coastal weather station for fishermen. David Crawford had discovered it a couple of days ago at 1315 UT with meteorological synopsis. In Spanish, of course, there was chatter in Spanish afterwards and even someone in American English. Terry also found a story about this mentioning another frequency, 2805.5. Or rather, I think that name would make a bit more sense in Spanish if rearranged this way, as per a story about it in Yucatan.com about celebrating its 20th anniversary. La Radio del Centro Cultural Pesquero. Via Mike Terry, news from Marcel Romertz, January 12th in Irun's medium wave info about low power medium wave in the Netherlands. After switching off a number of high power transmitters last year, at the end of December, the Dutch government launched a public consultation on opening up the medium wave band for radio and non-radio applications with low power and limited government regulation. This means both a power in the range of 1 to 5 watts to cover a site or 50 to 100 watts for municipal coverage. The idea is that the same frequency will be reused across the country. It'll be handed out on the basis of first come, first served, deadline for comments, 14 February. There was also a report about this in mediamagazine.nl about no more high power license to be issued in the Netherlands. The ones that still exist would be going off, such as Hot News Radio would finish in September 2017 when its license expires, and Radio 538 also expected to stop medium wave from Hulsberg. And that's via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. You're tuned for the 1,809th World of Radio. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this time for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO Reactivatedreligiousstation@yahoo.com. More about the Reactivated Religious Station in Papua New Guinea, One Talk Radio Light, 7324.94 kilohertz. I can just barely make out a carrier and a trace of modulation during the less than half-hour break of China Radio International blockage around 1415 UT. But in a much better position to hear it, Ron Howard in California has a much longer window, listening before the China broadcast starts at 0957. He's presented a detailed log of it on January 16th from 0740 to 0927, and on January 19th from 0813 to 957. And via Daniel Williams, Hardcore DX, Rob Wagner in Australia on his MEDXR blog has also been noting this, and there's another window when China takes a break between 1930 and 2000 during his morning. Both Daniel and Ron note there's a lot of over-the-horizon radar interference much of the time. In his monthly Chasqui DX report, Pedro Farunatigi in Lima, Peru notes a slightly new frequency for Radio Tawan Tinsuyo in Cusco, Peru. It had been on 6173.85 or so, but January 13th from midnight 50 to 0110, he was having good reception on the other side of 6174.038. And he says there's no longer a hum as there had been before. It was cleaner with a news program bilingual in Quechua and Spanish. Of course, after 01UT in North America, we're hearing on 6175 Vietnam in English via England. Held under Qatar Non, Al Jazeera America to close down. A report on their own website says it will shutter its cable TV and digital operations by April 30th. The decision was driven by the fact that our business model is simply not sustainable in light of the economic challenges in the U.S. media marketplace. This coincides with the decision by its global parent company to commit to a significant expansion of its worldwide digital operations into the U.S. market. Well, I never got to see it here in Enid. It wasn't carried on any of the hundreds of cable channels available. Just in case, I checked the website for a channel finder, and it informed me I do not have permission to access it. Okay. I'm not sure if this is significant, but in Rusty X of January 17th, an updated report on the subject contest for the right to conduct broadcasting using terrestrial radio frequencies, the implementation of terrestrial analog broadcasting. This no longer mentions any shortwave frequencies as had been before, as possibly being authorized from Yakutia, 7295 or 7345, only FM in various localities. On January 16th at 1137, Ron Howard in California said Solomon Islands Broadcasting had a decent open carrier on 5020, but no audio. Are they having problems? Wolfgang Büschel replies that Christoph Rotzer told the ADX group that SLSIBC is now using the older reserve unit at Haniera, which is on a slightly off frequency, 5019.875, her January 18th at 10 UT via remote in Queensland. An UNID from Mike Nikolich in Illinois in the NASA flash sheet, January 15th at 0320 to 359 on 5910, a strong signal. News mostly about Ugandan politics, all in English. What could it have been? The answer from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, who says additional test frequencies of Centec South Africa were registered in HFCC, including 5910 between 03 and 04 for Channel Africa, but on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday only. The other ones registered are at 05 to 07, 15310 on Saturday, and from 10 to 12, 17820 also on Saturday with Channel Africa. On January 14th and every day since, I found that the clandestine broadcast to Sudan have moved from 15550 to 15545. That is Radio Tamazuk at 15 UT and then Radio Dibanga at 1529. transmitter site for the old frequency, and presumably the new one, is still the Vatican. I'm sure they did this to avoid the Sudanese jamming, which I still managed to hear on the old frequency, 15550, on January 18th, with a 1 kilohertz tone, but no problem for Dabanga at 1533, now 5 kilohertz away. I've also heard the transition from Temazuk to Dabanga in their morning at 0430 UT, also via Vatican on 7315. Another frequency shift to avoid jamming from the station, which loves to broadcast in frequencies ending in 2, 3, 7, or 8. That's the Voice of Tibet via the Tajikistan relay site. January 17th at 1418, I found this very poor signal on 11517. It had been previously listed on 11512 during this segment. Also heard it January 18th, and furthermore, I cannot detect any CNR1 Chinese jamming on the frequencies 2 or 3 kilohertz away, which is what they normally do, so they must have fooled them for the time being. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria then notes this as well, and during the previous hour, they've moved slightly from just below 12 to just above 12 megahertz. That is at 13 to 1315 on 12007 instead of 11992, and 1330 to 14 on 12013 instead of 11998. However, they're encountering other interference. So those moves weren't so smart. That is Radio Farda on 12005 via Biblis, Germany, and CRI in Chinese on 12015 via East Turkestan. Harold Froge in Michigan keeps catching one of the few broadcast auxiliaries active on the 11-meter band on 26110 FM, KMK282. It's a studio relay of KOVR-TV, originally Channel 13, in Stockton and Sacramento, California. He says he last heard it in November, and now he's heard it January 12th at 1604 past 1611 UT, with the usual Good Day Sacramento chit-chat show. Extensive traffic, including in the Bay Area. Weather, there was to be snow above 5,400 feet. Very good at peaks. It was gone at 1930, so certainly the time to hear this is in their mornings. He also checked for the other 11-meter signals, but did not hear any of them now. That is, Texas last heard in August on 25910 and or 25990, and Colorado last heard in July on 25950. Via the NASA group, Trombone Chicago 76, also known as Bill Tilford, says, there's a new radio program on WBCQ beginning Monday, February 1st, an hour dedicated to the music of Cuba, from the Isle of Music, Monday nights at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, that is UT Tuesdays at 01, on 7490, also via webcasting at WBCQ.com. He says, I began listening to and collecting the music of Cuba in the 1960s and now want to give back. Since shortwave gave me my first taste of that music as a child, it's only right for the show to be there. There will also be interviews with musicians, mostly jazz, and almost all of the genres of music that you can hear will be represented. It'll be partly in English and partly in Spanish. And the program has a brand new Facebook page, also called From the Isle of Music. Happy listening. Checking the current schedule, Rabbi Yaakov Spivak has been scheduled at that hour, and I noticed on UT Wednesday, January 20th, that Spivak's hour was also missing from WBCQ and replaced by an old playback of Alan Weiner Worldwide. So I wonder if the rabbi is temporarily or permanently off WBCQ. Mark Sills in the Metroplex tells me that KTXV 890 in Maybank, Texas, is no longer carrying China Radio International in English. It apparently was related to the two stations in the Houston market. But now it is in Chinese only, yet playing country and Western music. He says it now identifies as a Dallas station. Maybank is considerably southeast of Dallas with 20 kilowatts daytime power and a notch toward Oklahoma, so I never hear it. Just back from a visit to St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Stig Hartvig Nielsen from Denmark, which used to own the Virgin Islands, reports on the results of his medium wave band scanning. His full report appears in Hardcore DX and DX Listening Digest, but here are some items about stations which he might have heard but was not hearing during the daytime. 5:30, Turks and Caicos, Radiovisión Cristiana, planning to return with 100 kilowatts sometime this year. 8:20, Radio Paradise, St. Kitts and Nevis. It's off the air, status unknown, but we know it was bought by Rick Wiles of True News and SunPower Radio. 10:90, U.S. Virgin Islands, WUVI, has been off since late October due to a damaged transmitter. Still off as of January 18th, expects to be back sometime in late January or February with a newly purchased 600-watt transmitter. On the air from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. 1300 St. Martin, the voice of St. Martin, is not heard, and he says don't go to their website with a virus. 1310 Martinique Première, he's not hearing in the daytime, but is hearing it starting at 21 UT with France Inter relays at 22 and 23 a week signal, and he thinks it must be running low power of a few hundred watts. And finally, 1690 in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WGOD is also off, status unknown, no reply to emails. By the way, as I recall, the U.S. purchased the Virgin Islands from Denmark in 1917, so the big centennial is coming up next year. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been listening very carefully to Radio Sana'a, the clandestine for Yemen, on 11860, whose transmitter site is uncertain. Based on a recording he made between 1755 and 18 UT on January 18th, he comments as follows. First, there is audio from the daytime transmitter, wherever it is. A subaudible heterodyne suddenly starts, indicating a second transmitter has come on the air. Almost immediately, there is a severe echo on the speech, suggesting that number two is already modulated with out-of-sync audio. The severe echo has disappeared by a few minutes later, suggesting that transmitter one modulation has been cut. The subaudible heterodyne fading continues, suggesting that the transmitter one carrier, however, is still on the air. That stops a fraction before 1800, showing that number one is now completely off the air and replaced by number two. I cannot hear it around that hour, so I keep listening when reception is amazingly good here before 15 UT. And noting from day to day the exact timing when the sunset call to prayer interrupts programming, getting later and later. As of January 20th, it was 28.5 seconds past 14:54. Just in from Ivo Ivanov, another abrupt frequency change by Shiokaze or Seabreeze from Japan about abductions by North Korea for their 2 1-hour broadcasts, effective January 19th at 13 UT. 7400 again, replacing 5910, and at 1600, 5990, replacing 5955. As usual, English is only on Thursdays. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active January 22nd, 23rd, 28th, 29th, February 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, and 9th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 January 22nd, 18 and 5 on the 28th, and 15 and 4 on February 2nd. Solar flux rising from 95 January 22nd to 110 February 1st. That's World of Radio 1809. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.